Well, hello there. My name is Alex Cumming, and you're more than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. As usual, a lovely mix of music for you for the next hour of folky goodness. But first, here is Faye Hild with The Lover's Ghost.
You're welcome home, you dear. Send the old man to his love. I've been waiting for you, many's the night and day. You're tired and you're pale, my dear, it's very sad. You shall never more be going so far away. I must go away, my dear, when the little cock you crow. For here they'll not let me stay. Oh, but if I had my wish, my darling dear, she said, this night should be never, never day.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely great stuff. That was the epic sounds there of Baltic Crossing from the album they released earlier this year called Carry On Crossing, a great track that features one of my favourite English tunes of all time, the Abbots Bromley Horn Dance. Absolutely great stuff. And before that, you heard the wonderful Faye Hild, absolutely brilliant English singer. Well, yes, welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show. We've got a lovely show lined up. We've got a couple of new tracks from some artists, as well as some old classics and a brand new feature called Contra Corner, which I'll tell you more about a bit later. But I've got so much to pack in. Last week I had such a luxury with 2 hours. I'm back to my 1 hour, and so I'm going to try and cram in as much as possible. And we're going to continue with that cramming of music with a brilliant track from a band formed in the late 90s called Give Way. This is a track from their 2009 album Lost in Song. This is The Poaching Song.
that leaps on the back of the wind, floats downstream to the current ends, then nips as wings in the orange sun's rays, and it dares to claim the sky is so. The bird that stalks down his narrow cage can sings of a different breeze, trade winds soft through sighing trees, and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he dares to name the sky his own. The cage bird stands on the grave of dreams, the shadow feet are tied, but he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful thrill of things unknown but longed for still, and his song is heard on a distant hill. For the cage bird sings.
Absolutely brilliant stuff there from Georgia Lewis. I was super lucky to be able to pick up the album when I was in the UK just a couple of weeks ago. That was a track from her 2017 album, The Bird Who Sings Freedom, and that was the title track from that said album. Absolutely marvellous stuff. Talking about visiting home, I'm going to play you a track now from a band that is from around where I grew up in Somerset, Dorset border. And this next band were incredibly influential in sort of kickstarting mine and my sister's music careers. A band called The Yetties, absolutely great. They kind of describe themselves as scrumpy and western, and that kind of same, if you've heard of the Wurzels, that kind of area. But they were fabulous, and they did a lot of local songs as well. But they were also hugely supportive in supporting me and my sister, and we went and supported them for a few gigs when we were super young, not even teenagers yet, and they were just truly wonderful people. And sadly, a few years ago, they stopped performing, and the accordion player passed away sadly as well. But they are a marvelous band still, living on CDs and all their recordings. And so I'm going to play you a track. It's actually from a really fascinating album, which is featuring loads of recordings from many years of the Sidmouth Folk Festival. I think this album was released in 2004, but it goes way back to many, many years of live recordings from Sidmouth Folk Festival. And the Yetties were mainstays at that festival. They're always there every year and had a huge following. And this is a song from not too far from where I grew up. It's called the Exmoor Hunt Song, obviously from the area of Exmoor. This is the Yetties.
Above and the coombe below, on a bright September's morn, it's so not a thought who thanks not God that ever his body was born. So hurry along, the stags flute is a note that the red deer knows. His courage awakes and the way he breaks, and up to the moor he goes. Here comes the huntsman bringing the pack, steady he's led them on. By the sound of the chimes you may tell that it's time to harden your hearts and be gone. So hurry along, the stag's afoot, the master's up and away. Hello, we'll follow him through from Ram to Orlock Bay. With all his rights and seven on top, his eye is the eye of a king, and he'll beggar the pride of those who ride before he leaves the ling. Now to cut Narracotonicot Pass, straight for the north they race. They're heading then straight for Blackmoor Gate and setting a bounding pace. So hurry along, stags afoot, the master's up and away. Hello, hello, we'll follow him through from Rack to Orlock Bay. They're running him now on a breast high scent, and he leaves us standing still. As we swing round by whistle and bound, he's far up Jallicum Hill. The pack are a string of straggling hounds who quarry the dancing midge. As we tighten our reins at the edge of the chains, he's far over Cheriton Ridge. So hurry along, the stag's afoot, the master's up and away. Hello, hello, we'll follow him through the rags of Orlock Bay. He's gone by Kinnick and Lucot Moor, by Wincansley, by the little white town they turned him down. Now he's swimming in the open sea. So hurry along, we'll both be in the field of parish away. In the field of two, we followed him through from Ratton to Orlock Bay. So hurry along, stags afoot, the master's up and away.
There we go. The absolutely fabulous Eliza Carthy there joining the Oyster Band on an absolutely brilliant album called The Big Session Volume 1. It's an absolutely brilliant album. Basically, they just record, the Oyster Band recorded a live album and invited tons of guests to perform with them. And that particular track was the wonderful Eliza Carthy. Right, I did promise you that brand new feature, Contra Corner. Well, it's time for a Contra Corner. Without a jingle, I'll do my own fanfare. Ba-ba! Oh dear, you can tell it's getting dark at this time of night. I'm losing my mind already. Anyhow, Contra dance, if you have never heard of it before, is an absolutely fabulous style of social folk dance, which is full of energy and excitement, and it is pretty much native to New England. It is our own tradition here in New England, and it kind of stems off from dancing from England and from Europe, and it has lots of cousins in the similar realm of square dance, barn dances and all that lark. It's absolutely great stuff. But with the Contra dance comes some absolutely incredible dance music, and that just keeps you going and going and going. And the music at the moment on the scene is incredible. And so I wanted to create this little feature, Contra Corner, just to showcase some of the brilliant Contra dance bands that are out there at the moment. And actually, this band were together until fairly recently. They played The Last Dance about this time last year. An absolutely great band called Great Bear, featuring two brothers and a mother, Andrew Van Nornstrand and Noah Van Nornstrand, and their mother, as they put on the website, Kim Mama Bear Yurinton. And they are often joined by other people as well. But they just create such a fabulous sound. And I thought, what better way to start this feature than playing a track called Money Musk? And Money Musk is one of what they call the chestnuts, the old chestnuts, which are kind of like the old traditional dances of New England. And this is probably one of the best versions of Money Musk I've ever heard. So sit back and enjoy, or get up on your feet and dance around to the marvelous music of Great Bear.
Money Musk!
absolutely great stuff there from Great Bear with that New England old favourite, the old chestnut, Money Musk. And if you love the sound of that music and you fancy seeing what Contra Dance is all about, there are some brilliant Contra Dances that happen around this area. And you don't need to turn up with a partner. You're more than welcome to bring one, but you don't need to. It's a super fun social thing. There is a great dance that happens in Porter Square every other Sunday, and some various nights in Concord. In Massachusetts as well, at the Scout House. And you can find out where any of the dances happening in your local area by heading to contradancelinks.com, and it has lots of areas, and you can actually search over the entire country and even Canada as well and find out what local dances are happening and when. Right, we will be back with some more music right after this.
World Wildlife Fund. Working around the world to build a future where people live in harmony with nature. For more than 40 years, World Wildlife Fund has achieved lasting conservation results by working with local governments, communities, businesses, and scientists to save wildlife and wild places. Help us save the world's most endangered animals and places. Go to worldwildlife.org.
That was the absolutely brilliant music there of Phil Beer with a track called Old Riley from the 2009 album Rhythm Methodist. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Now, on Sunday, there's a lot of exciting things happening here in Medford. There is the Jingle Bell Walk and Run on Sunday morning. And then, after the Jingle Bell Run at the City Hall, inside the City Hall, will be the Thanksgiving Market run by the Medford Farmers Market, an absolutely brilliant organisation, a group of people who put on the farmers markets through the spring and summer into the fall, and they're doing a special Thanksgiving Market, and I'm hugely grateful they're doing it inside because I do not want to be outside at this time of year. I was there at the last outdoor farmers market in October for the Apple Festival, and it was cold, so I am very grateful it's inside. There is a lot of great things happening. There's live music, there is the vendors, and apparently there's even live alpacas and free parking, so you can get along to that as well. Some of my favourite vendors from the summer are there. Q's Nuts, we have the Brilliant Sauce Bakery and the wonderful Melly's Cookies, among many others as well. And you can there's lots of fruits and veg to stock up for your Thanksgiving dinners. And there is also some brilliant live music from a certain person from 2 to 3 called Alex Cumming, who's a traditional singer, accordionist and pianist. I don't know about that. But before him at 1 till 2 is an absolutely brilliant Americana artist from the Boston area called Susan Cantaneo. And she is doing absolutely great at the moment, and she's just been nominated again for the Boston Music Awards Americana Artist of the Year. The voting is closed now, but the results come out next month, so I'll keep you posted on that. But I thought in celebration I would give you a track from her, and it's called The River Always Wins.
Sit around, talk about the flood of 42, how they watched from higher ground as the water took it down, like a verse from the Bible coming true. After losing everything, you could hear the hammers ring as they built it all up again. The mill wheels turned, they kneeled in church, washed of all their sins. Ocean.
absolutely brilliant music there from Susan Cantoneo from her album The Hammer and the Hearts. That was the second track on the album called The River Always Wins. And you can see Susan performing at the Medford Thanksgiving Farmers Market, which is taking place 12 to 4pm inside the City Hall. And there is free parking, as I mentioned. There's also live music, lots of wonderful fruits and veg and goodies and treats, as well as live alpacas. So what more do you need out of a farmers market? So go to that on Sunday. That will be a delight. Right, now to some marvellous music from a Welsh band called Callan. And this is a brilliant version of a song that I really enjoy singing myself to. And it stands with a big message about sticking together and standing up for each other, which is certainly a thing that is needed in these times. So this is Callan with A Miner's Life.
Yeah. help us when we are starving. None can our sufferings tell. God only knows the anguish that in our hearts does dwell. Pray help us, we are starving and cannot work and obtain. To go about a begging runs sore against the grain. Pray help us, we are starving. This we could bear alone, but wives and children clemming would rend a heart of stone. Pray help us, we are starving. Our chattels one by one we've had to sell to buy us food, and now the last is gone.
Somebody's crazy mixed up song. Out there someone gives the order, shoot to kill the little swine. We've got to have some law and order in this land of iniquity and crime. And we tried to build Jerusalem upon this island shore, but it seems that we've forgotten what it's for. Meanwhile, in the city, a jeweled finger clicks, another zero in a total, a quick financial fix.
Meanwhile,
at the scrapyard, another supplementary wage, another monument to money, another symptom of the age. And as they close another factory and repossess another home, as they cut another budget, another splinter of the bone, as they waste another billion, propping up a lost empire, there are clouds on the horizon, and the future's in the fire. And what could have been Jerusalem is rotten to the core. Is it dark, satanic mills forevermore? And did those feet in ancient time walk on England's mountains green? And the Holy Lamb was sacrificed on every foreign field. Was it all a vain delusion, built on centuries of war? Now all around's confusion, and the beggars at your door. And they try to say Jerusalem's forever passed away, but tomorrow always brings another day. Bring back the voice of burning gold, stifle the silver tongues with fire. We'll join our hands across the world to reclaim what we most desire. We shall not cease from mental strife, for unity is our demand, and bound together we will rise to make this earth a promised land.
Wow. Absolutely incredible stuff there. That was the brilliant Coop Boys and Simpson with a fantastic song, Jerusalem Revisited. And before that, you heard the marvellous Faustus with a track from their 2019 EP, Lancashire Operatives, Starvation. Well, that's about my time. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Folk and Acoustic Show here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back with the same time next week with some more great music. But to leave you, here is the brilliant Catherine Tickell and The Darkening from the album Hollowbone. OUT spells out. I am out of here, darlings.